This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. How do you do? Tuesday, the 18th of April, is upon us. How are things going with you so far today? We were talking, Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and I were talking last week about David Letterman and how weird he seems to be looking and acting these days. According to a new book that I just saw yesterday that has come out on the life and times of David Letterman, it's a 300-page book called The Last Giant of Late Night, out now, published by HarperCollins. I'm not being paid to tell you the story, but it does look like a very interesting story. The book begins with Johnny Carson being asked by an interviewer what he thought of David Letterman, and he looks at the interviewer and rolls his eyeballs back, and I wish this were television. You know how when we think somebody's cuckoo, we do this thing with our hands. You roll your hands around on either side of your head.
Yep.
Yeah, that was his response. There was never any love lost between Letterman and Carson.
Well, that was supposed to be his job, wasn't it?
Well, Letterman was the heir apparent in everybody's mind except Carson's. Carson never wanted David Letterman to succeed him, and that's how he engineered Jay Leno getting into the spot. And Jay Leno and David Letterman were friends, and then when Leno got the job, Letterman got so angry at him I think it was a long time before they spoke again. They did speak again, but it was quite a long time. Matter of fact, there was a special promo that was done. Leno flew to New York one day to do a promo with Oprah Winfrey to plug some show that David Letterman was doing. I can't remember what it was. This would have been probably 10 years ago. And it was the talk of, because he showed up very unexpectedly in a Letterman show. And it was really very nice. It was cool, actually. But anyway, the point is that David Letterman, it came out, by the way, the day his mother died last week, interestingly enough. It is a... If you love television, and I've grown up on television, certain types, we were kidding in the last hour about the old television show, The Real McCoys with Walter Brennan. But the essence of David Letterman and the late night show on CBS, he was very successful doing that show, but he always resented not getting the NBC job because The Tonight Show was The Tonight Show. What he doesn't give himself credit for, excuse me, is starting something on CBS that didn't exist and creating something that survived now with Stephen Colbert. There was no comparable. NBC had it knocked with Today, Tonight, Tomorrow, whatever the other shows are that they did. And so CBS came in because they wanted to find a place for David Letterman, and they created this thing not knowing what they were going to do because he was up against Johnny Carson, for heaven's sakes, who was the king. And he did okay. He didn't do, you know, he never really won the time period, but he did all right.
I thought there were times where he did.
Say again?
I thought there were times where Letterman did win.
Not when Johnny was doing a live show.
It was the exception most. Yeah.
Oh, against Leno. Oh, right.
Reruns. Okay. Right. Yeah. Well, even against Leno, he didn't do that well. But he held his own, and it created a placeholder for guys like Colbert, who now apparently does win some of the time, because the choices, and that's why this title, I think, of the book is so good, The Last Giant of Late Night. He is. These guys that are doing this now, they're not really any good. They're okay. They're mediocre, but they're reminiscent or maybe reflective.
They're definitely not interviewers. I mean, that's the difference, I think. That's what's missing in late night is that Jay Leno, my dad will tell you this all the time, Jay Leno used to do an interview where it's more about Jimmy Fallon on Jimmy Fallon's show. He's playing beer pong with somebody, and maybe that's what millennials want to see, but you don't get the same stories that
you would.
Well,
but it doesn't take any intellectual. What does that take, playing beer pong or doing silly stuff? What sort of intellectual stimulation comes from that? Is it fun? Yeah. Is it entertaining? Fine. But do we have anything that's intellectually stimulating other than the stuff that's on PBS with that dreadful Charlie Rose? I mean, what?
Maybe it's just the times, but I also feel like a lot of people are watching late night television to get away from intellectual stimulation. There's so much of it during the day and watching the news and all of that stuff.
That's intellectual stimulation.
I don't think people want to use their brains necessarily if they're watching TV at 11 p.m.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in the middle on this. Jimmy Fallon is the worst interviewer who was ever born, but I still watch the show all the time, and I love the overall show. So it is just a different taste. It's a different thing. I mean, when I want to see an actual fun, real interview where you learn something, I watch Graham Norton, and he has all the guests on the couch at once, which is where James Corden got that from, and James Corden is not as good as Graham Norton, but he's getting better.
Well, I don't think that's Corden's. I think Corden might find he's a specialty kind of gig guy.
Right.
And where that shows up is karaoke. There's something about that that's just plain fabulous. And that sort of thing seems to be his gig. We all find a gig.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my gig is doing this. I don't know how I was asked quite a while ago to do a television game show, and I might have done it had it not been for I had to do it in the summertime. It would take me away from the farm for a month, and I didn't want to do it. And it was silly, probably. When I look back, I think to myself, what the hell did you do? So let somebody else do the farm for a month or two. But it just, you know, those things happen, and they come and they go for whatever the reason. So in the meantime, I only bring up this stuff about David Letterman because we've been talking about him and how weird he appeared to be these days. And I think he's always been weird, though, frankly. I've never met the guy.
He's quirky.
Yeah.
Comics are just weird by nature, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've noticed that. I mean, they're just dark and strange.
And yeah, and that's one of the things that without underscoring or giving away confidence is now that Ed's been gone for 6, 7 years, I think Ed's been gone, and I remember some of the conversations that I had with him about Carson. I remember one night we were having dinner at his house, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, but we were just, Charlotte, he used to love to have me bring Charlotte over there. And so we go in, and I remember he had a housekeeper who cooked, you know, dinners, lunches and dinners and stuff, and we were in the dining room having a conversation. And somehow or other, we got off onto Carson and how quirky he was. And Ed would never betray a confidence. But you could tell by what he was saying that Carson was very difficult. Very difficult because he was so insecure. And you think about, here's a guy that every night would go out there and seeming like he had the world in his hands.
Yeah, the adoration of everyone out there.
Right. And yet, every night, he said, Carson was so nervous when he would go on, his butterflies in his stomach. He wanted not to be disturbed before he went on the air. Once he went on the air, got the monologue going, and read the audience, you could tell exactly where the rest of the show was going to go. Because that was his security blanket. Being able to open up the show, in the first, he said, the first 3 or 4 jokes, you could tell how the rest of the show was going to go. And it was always because of the audience's response, and some people live for that adoration. He didn't get from any other source. There was nobody approving of him. His mother and father, although supportive of him, really didn't think he should go into show business because it was too insecure. He should do something reliable, like drive a truck or whatever it is. He had his brother working for him for a long time on the show, but they didn't get along because Carson wanted to do it one way, and his brother said, no, this is really the way you should do it. And so he eventually went off on his own, did something else. But it just, I don't know, those stories are sort of legion. You could probably tell the same story about any number of people. I don't know any of these. The only time that I can tell you, the only person that I thought was, of all of them that I ever met, that was pretty normal is Jay Leno. Leno is a straight guy.
Yes.
Just straight as an arrow. And
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
what, I mean, he must have some of that going on behind closed doors, but he sure hides it very well. That's for sure.
Yeah. He is pretty much what you think he is.
And, you know, I'm mad at us, Doug, because we had a very – we keep missing opportunities and we keep saying we're going to get to it. We don't do it. We should go see Jay Leno do stand-up. He does it every Sunday in Los Angeles, in, I think, Huntington Beach or Redondo Beach. And
yeah.
We keep saying we're going to do it, and we never do.
We never do. I know. So it's my fault. I'll take the blame.
It's your fault. Please.
Everything's
like it's
my fault. Yeah.
Please.
Okay. All right. Let's stop the blame game. Got to fix a problem that you have. You don't like your sheets. You can't get your sheets together. So now, this is an opportunity for you, and you, and you, and you, to get what you need, what you want. You know, you secretly, since we started talking about these excellent sheets and the bedding and things for the home from ParachuteHome.com, you have been secretly saying to yourself, I'm going to go on that website. I'm going to get those sheets. I'm going to get there's a whole new sort of reality when you go to that website. It's parachute.com/DJV. Not only sheets and bedding and the towels and stuff, but you've brought my attention to something, Victoria, that's really expansive when it comes to looking at their website. Things that you can get to use at home, like that dryer ball.
Yeah. The dryer balls are, I mean, to me, I don't know how this isn't already a huge thing, but they're incredible.
That stuff that you use to dry your clothes in now is really bad.
It's just so toxic, and the dryer sheets are worse than the liquid fabric softener, and these woolen balls, you throw all three, they're like the size of a tennis ball, throw all three together into your dryer, and you reuse them over and over and over, and they cut your drying time in half, so you save energy, and they cut all the static out, and they soften your clothes without any chemicals or any pesticides or anything else. I mean, it's incredible. It's $19. I mean, that's a couple of bottles of fabric softener right there, and you don't have to keep replenishing it.
The main purpose of us sending you to ParachuteHome.com/DJV is for you to look around. You'll start with the bedding, which is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals or synthetics at all, made from Egyptian cotton stitched together at a plant in Italy, brought over to America, distributed by their facility there in Venice Beach. Their bedding is simple, beautiful, and modern. All their designs are inspired by being in California on Venice Beach. So it's a wonderful. I owned a home for about 5 minutes 10 or 12 years ago on Venice Beach. I bought a house, a two-family, one for with an apartment for my son, and then I stayed in the other apartment. And it was neat because right behind, here we are with name dropping again, Julia Roberts was on the beach, and we were one block behind her house. And I slept there a total of 3 nights. There was so much noise, it was so wild and so crazy being on Venice Beach that I couldn't live there. So Brendan stayed there for a while, and then I ended up selling the house. But the coziness, the point I'm trying to make is there was something about being there that was rich and fun. And I think that's part of what you get with this parachute bedding. It really is. It's rich and it's fun. And it's. I mean, when I say rich, you get the feeling of richness, but it's very comparably priced and so easy to get. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Free shopping and free returns. ParachuteHome.com/DJV for all the things you need to make your home comfortable.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zysol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zysol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just 1 day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zysol. Use as directed.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From Hello Dolly.
I actually like it.
Yeah, it's great too. Yeah, this is pretty universal. Appeals to all ages, men, women. It's just a great Broadway show. And Bette Midler is reviving Hello Dolly. She's starring in it. And so last week they do the previews, isn't it? Go into rehearsal and then sort of before it becomes formally open, there are about a week of sort of trial show. You get in and you... Isn't that how that works in Broadway, Victoria?
Yeah. Yeah. I think opening night for Hello Dolly is this Thursday night.
Right. So last Friday, Bette Midler was out on stage playing the role, and she started coughing. And she had a coughing fit, and she had to stop. The show stopped. Cold. And she talked to the audience, ad-libbing her way out of it, said she had a bit of a cold. And her co-star brought her a cup of water and a lozenge, and she talked some more with the audience and regained her composure and ended the scene. And she said when she was done with the scene to the audience, live theater, who can beat it? And then she just kind of dropped to the floor. Apparently, this has been very exhausting. I don't know that people understand how... maybe you can see it by watching Dancing with the Stars. Last night I watched a little of Dancing with the Stars, and these people are real athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They have to
rigorous
be
training,
muscular,
yeah.
They've got to be strong, they've got to be in shape, and doing Broadway today the way it's done is very active, and it takes a lot out of you. It's a workout, friend. Don't most Broadway plays at last couple hours?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep. And then two shows on Wednesdays and two on Saturdays.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot.
Right. And if you've ever seen how these people go back and forth, especially a show like Hello Dolly, where the main character's in almost every scene.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Real, yeah, there's really a lot of work involved. And Bette Midler may not have been at the top of her game, and that's what happened last week, so hopefully it'll be all set before it opens up this Thursday. Would you go to a show like that, Victoria? Do you like
it? Sure, absolutely. I love classic musicals like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're kind of fun.
Might be hard to get a ticket. They've already sold $40 million worth of tickets.
Yeah, have they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about the latest scandal, by the way, Dougie? I don't know if you saw it when you were in L.A., but, you know, Hamilton is going on tour.
Yes.
And a huge ticket. And the Pantages Theater is our big theater in Los Angeles that will take the Hamilton show.
Yeah.
And so people that were told that they could buy season seats at the Pantages would be allowed to have first crack at Hamilton seats.
Right.
And they reneged on it. I don't know if they reneged on it, but it was like a lot more money to buy the Hamilton seats. And so this guy is suing. He's starting a class action lawsuit against the Pantages because they bought season seats for the Pantages in hopes of getting Hamilton, and it was like $1 billion.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that happens. The bait and switch stuff happens all the time.
Find break somewhere.
Hold a good thought for a Bette Midler. You know what I wish we had? Did you find any other? There's some great versions. Louis Armstrong has a great version of Hello Dolly, as does Frank Sinatra. There are probably 100 different versions of that song from the show, but there's some that just capture your attention. This is Frank Sinatra, who said he was inspired to do this on one of his albums with Nelson Riddle by the Louis Armstrong version. Have you got that handy by, Tara? The Louis Armstrong version. Yeah, listen to this. Oh, my God.
It's Louis. Dollar. It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
Gosh, that voice. Oh,
amazing.
Goosebumps from him.
Yeah. And he said the best part of his life was every morning he'd get up, he'd smoke a joint. Louis Armstrong for the DJV Experience, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Your dog is curled up in bed. The eyes are shut. The paws are twitching. Every now and then he whines. He's probably dreaming. If you could see a dog's brain waves during sleep, they seem to have REM cycles. REM, or rapid eye movement, is the stage of sleep when people usually dream. So what do dogs dream about? That's one secret our four-legged friends get to keep. People often think their dog is having a seizure, but if you can wake him up gently, chances are it was just a cool dream. We see this all the time. Our dogs go into this sleep, and our cats as well. They go into this deep sleep, and then we see their legs starting to move and almost a smile on their face, and their pupils start to dilate. I often wonder what they're thinking about, and I say to myself, perhaps they're thinking about running in their own field of dreams, chasing that rabbit, chasing that squirrel, or just having a good time. So if your dog's having a good dream and you know they're dreaming, just leave them alone. Don't wake them up. I'll more next time.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Evensburg.
I hear it's lovely.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Then 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the DJV Experience. I'd like to have everybody sort of clear your mind for a moment and think through and trust your instincts on this. I think a lot of people's minds are changing somewhat with regard. Some people who didn't like Trump like him. There are things going on inside that seem to now show some signs that people actually are thinking about what they're doing. So here's something that I find not controversial, and that's kind of why I'm bringing it up, because it makes nothing but sense. Again, sort of going back to what we were talking about with regard to immigration, how to handle the problem, The president is going to sign today an order directing the feds to recommend changes to the temporary visa program, which brings foreign workers into our country to fill high-skilled jobs. This is not the H-1-2 or whatever they call that, which brings farm workers in here. This is highly skilled individuals who in many instances come to this country to get an education. And after September the 11th, we made it through the Patriot Act, which is one of the dumbest things that this country has ever done. The Patriot Act is an abysmal failure and continues why it's on the book still, other than people beating the drum for jingoistic thinking that is just plain dumb. We shoot ourselves in the foot by leaving that thing on the books. Anyway, part of the problem is that we do have an intellectual base and a current here, which is good for all of the kinds of technology jobs that are available. But because we have developed in this country, and we ought to be proud of this, we do have here the ability to seed some of these great ideas and make them come true. That's one of the great miracles of America. People come up with ideas, and there actually are the tools here, even though there's too damn much government, there still are the tools to create things. The Israelis also have the same sort of culture, and that's why they do so well in technology. But by far, America is leading the world without any question in terms of technology. So we have educated people, and we're doing a fairly good job at getting skills into the minds of these people. But there also is a need, because there are so many jobs, to bring people in from outside to fill these highly skilled job needs that we have. And we sort of, as I said, shot ourselves in the foot with the Patriot Act, where we'd bring people over here, let them go to school, and then we'd throw them the hell out. They couldn't stay here. And so I believe this is partially going to deal with that, but it also is encouraging Americans to work harder to get these jobs. And it's encouraging through the order that's going to be signed today for us to buy American. So it's a what they call the Buy America, Hire American work order. That's really what this is about. He's going to sign the order at the headquarters of Snap-on Tools. You all familiar with Snap-on Tools? See the trucks going around?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Snap-on is the largest company that services direct to machine shops, to companies that build things. They're in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They have a very good product. It's a bit expensive. You know, most places, the people who do the work own their own tools. The companies don't own the tool. If you're working as a garage mechanic or you're working as a carpenter or whatever it is that you do, those tools that you see these people using belong to them. And it's a huge investment. I've known mechanics had $100,000 worth of tools in their tool chests, and they take great pride. You go into a garage, you see the huge tool chest that's all shiny and clean, and you see that a lot with people that are on the job, carpenters and plumbers and stuff. And these tools are very expensive, and Snap-on makes great tools. Anyway, that's where he's going today to carry out his America First campaign pledge. And so the order calls for the strict enforcement of all laws governing entry into the U.S. And this goes back to what I was saying a few minutes ago about the number of illegals that the way we're, I think, going to handle this eventually is to let the people who are here find a way to stay here and get legal to make sure that the people who aren't contributing are tossed. And who don't want to go through the system, and then the criminals and stuff. But this thing, the H-1B visa, is a specialty occupation visa that requires higher education, and that's where we need some help. The government uses a lottery to award 65,000 visas every year and distributes another 20,000 to graduate students. The number of H-1B visas for agricultural workers is about 200,000. I think that this is an appropriate way to handle this. There are a lot of outsourcing firms that are hiring people overseas. They bring them over here, and they kind of skirt the law. Anyway, I don't want to overcook this, but I am interested in your points of view, Jennifer, in terms of this order, which I'm sure you'll talk about more extensively on your local Los Angeles program today, because this is the kind of stuff that you talk about a lot. What do we do to encourage people to come here that we want to have? We don't have enough of our own people to fill the high-skilled jobs, but how do we get more Americans to work and get them off the dole? That's the real
question. I think Trump is onto something, and don't think that him going to Wisconsin is by mistake. That's one of those states that got him elected. It's one that felt left behind probably by the Obama administration with the way the economy was going.
Well, Walker, the governor, didn't do anything to help because he didn't like Obama, and Obama didn't like him.
Yeah, but I mean, Scott Walker campaigned with Trump. Scott Walker also ran for the presidency himself and got, 1% of
the vote.
But
he was very critical of Obama. And unfortunately, those things take their toll, even though they ought not to. The personal anima that comes from these things.
I use this guide, though. My uncle George, love him so much, is a dairy farmer in Wisconsin.
Yep.
And died in the wool. I mean, he is a Democrat from top to bottom and has never, I don't think, ever voted for a Republican until Trump. And so there was this thing that it had nothing to do with Scott Walker for him. It had nothing to do with any of that. It talked about, I mean, it would, to him, it was all about the economy and about getting compensation for what he was selling. I mean, it's hard. Dairy farmers, and he sells soy and corn. I mean, you want to see those prices go up. So I think he trusted Trump to do that. So it seems that the current system right now is like a lottery program for the H-1B visa.
It is.
And that they just sort of hand out work visas to contracting firms that recruit like low-skill, low-wage workers.
Did I say that well? Did I explain that?
I didn't know if you got the lottery.
No, it's good to re-explain it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yep. So that replaces our domestic workers. And so this new system is going to make sure that you get these workers from home more easily than if you're bringing in the high-skilled ones and not necessarily everybody else. And I think that means something to the American worker, for sure. I mean, you don't want to shut yourself out. You don't want to shut out people who want to come here and as you said, Doug, use the school system and, get better and smarter and make us more productive as a society. But those jobs that have been going to foreigners just willy-nilly are now going to go to American workers, and I think that's pretty positive.
Yeah. All right. What do you think, Victoria?
If there's something that people don't, I mean, even people who don't like Trump, I think, have an element of confidence that he could make the economy better.
Yeah. And that's why the stock market's doing as well as it's doing, by the way, in part. So, Victoria, what do you think of this?
Well, I'm confused. This is bringing in highly skilled farm workers?
No.
Or
there are two programs, one for highly skilled workers and one for farm workers.
Okay.
There are two different programs that are sometimes confused. The H-1B visas are for specialty occupations that generally require higher.
Now those are like tech jobs?
Yes.
Because like Silicon Valley has a ton of
That's
those
why
types
I started the conversation
workers.
The way I did, because we don't have enough Americans no matter what. There are so many jobs because we've done so well creating or allowing the atmosphere to create these companies. There's a huge expansion underway in Santa Monica and down in that area by the airport. There's a whole village that was created there, 3,400 townhomes built around the campus of Google and Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, these sorts of things. But if you go down there and you walk, they have their own little city. They have a movie theater. They have stores. There are more Pakistanis and Indians wandering around there than I've seen in one place other than, back in their home country.
Well, and sadly,
I think what we're getting at, I'm sorry, Victoria, but just there's the confusion, just to clarify, is that the H-1B program originally was set up to bring in high-skilled workers, but instead it's been used to bring in all kinds of workers, which have been replacing Americans. So that's why he's overhauling it to bring it back to its original
purpose. Thank you for clarifying
purpose,
that.
If that makes it a little easier.
Yeah, right. Yep.
But yeah, I mean, the sad part, though, is that we talked, I think, Doug, you and I talked about this a few weeks ago, when we were talking about the Forbes billionaire list. And
yes,
two of the youngest are two Irish guys, two brothers, who started Stripe, which is the online merchant pay system.
Yeah.
And so they both are based in Silicon Valley and said that, you know, if this visa overhaul thing, and they were talking about the travel ban at the time, but they said Silicon Valley was in danger of collapsing if this immigration thing didn't get separated out and really, you know, the highly skilled workers were still allowed, but then other people weren't.
With this thing today.
Yeah.
I think that's what this
is. And so if that is the case, and this, you know, and it's beyond the headline, it actually, this is what it really is, because, you know, look, in politics, sometimes the headline looks great, but then it turns out to not really be what it is.
Yep,
so if it turns out to actually be this, then that's a great thing. And one of the things that I find very encouraging because the future generations of these Silicon Valley, and I'm only using that as one example of tech, but the future generations need to be Americans. And I think there is a focus on that now. There's, you know, Carly Kloss, the supermodel, has her coding camp for girls. There are so many coding and tech programs that are focused just on young girls now, because it's an area that is vastly in need of women. You know, LeBron James, we talked about him last week. His high school in Akron that he's starting is based in, I forget what the acronym is, but it's science and math and technology and engineering. That's what it's all focused on. And I think it's really great, because the next generation has got to be pushed into those fields.
We've got to be doing that work in our schools, preparing people.
Yes.
And we're not. We're look at Los Angeles, Jennifer, and what a miserable job. Some of those schools, some of them are good, some of them are not. And it needs to be uniform. If you're paying, why shouldn't all the teachers, you know, have, in my neighborhood here in town in Framingham, we have different school calibers, and the people want to move to parts of town where the schools are better. That's not right. All the schools, if the teachers are being paid the same,
everywhere,
are the same.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm in Manhattan, and everyone wants the zip code that we're in because we have one of the better public schools.
Well, Megan,
and it's only a few blocks to the next zip code.
Right.
Which
Megan and I were talking about this over the weekend, because she wants to move into a district where they're thinking about miles and going to school. So there are about a dozen in Los Angeles areas, zip codes, that are known to have good schools. And it happened that one of them was the zip code, most of the zip codes I've lived in have been, interestingly enough, where the good schools were. And the place that I sold last year they called it the Canyon School, like the number 2 elementary school. Everybody wants to live down the canyon, and the real estate values go bananas because everybody with kids wants to live there. And now she found another place where we were looking at, not far from the house that I had in Bel Air, that has another great school district. But, you know, they look for these, and that does great things for real estate value, but it's not fair with the kids in the other part of the city.
Right.
It's just not. It's not right for
it's
the
true.
Schools to be that different as they are. Anyway, so we're talking about bosses and work, and Wall Street Journal today reports on the new trend of bosses moving past the old handshake in favor of a hug. Makes for a more pleasant, caring workplace. The CEO of Ted Baker, a clothing company, his name is Ray Kelvin, says he adopted the hug trend 12 years ago. A circle around his desk at the company's headquarters is labeled the hug zone. About 5 times a day, somebody stands in it within its confines and gets a hearty hug. Hearty har-har hug.
Oh, boy.
Circle's about 10 feet in diameter, enough for 2 people to get into it, sometimes 3 if they feel like having a group
Ooh,
hug.
Ooh, 3.
Yes.
How exciting.
And there's another fellow who does property restoration in Michigan that does the same. He says he gives hundreds of hugs to his employees every week.
You know, Kara seems pretty interested in this, Dougie, so I'm thinking next time we see her, we should probably give Kara a sandwich hug. What do you think?
You know, I would be okay with a hug in that situation. I feel like it's okay if it's natural. I don't want to be forced to hug my boss.
We're going to make it as awkward as possible.
Well, but two guys hugging. Where was I last week?
It's going to start with Doug saying, step into my hug circle.
Oh,
something. No, I'm not going to do that. But there was some circumstance I felt a little awkward in last week. I got a hug from somebody that I wasn't expecting to get a hug from. Anyway, it's okay, weren't you? Sort of.
I'm not a hugger.
Right?
I'm not okay with this.
Okay. So that's the end of that. No more hugs for Victoria. 10 before
I'm
the hour.
Hugger. Let's go.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These themes, I keep saying, I want the different Money Pit themes, and I'm being ignored like there's no respect being shown, as the host of this program, Tom Kreitler, who is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. But it looks like, sounds like Kara's trying to find somebody. She's got him hidden away, Tommy, someplace.
I think it was call waiting just came through.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
The radio version. Anyway,
I don't want to belabor this. I just want to have variety. It's the spice of life, you know. Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti have this hands-on home improvement broadcast every weekend. For a couple of hours, you can listen to how to help your home. And there are always questions sent in to them and sent in to me, Doug at DougStefan.com, Tom at MoneyPit.com. So you can share your questions and we'll try to get answers. I have a concern about bacteria in your shower head.
Ah,
and
yes.
We're going to address that in a moment here as we focus in on your home, your castle, your money pit.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. Bill alone. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
All right, 56 past the hour. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit here to help you in your home. If you're worried because you saw a lot of stuff the last month or so about your shower and the fact that all the bacteria in there may make you sick, I think you ought to pay attention to this, Tommy, because there is a chance some of this bacteria in the shower heads could really get at you. There's this non-tuberculous mycobacteria that is something that's natural in water and soil, but right. Somehow or other, it's harmless outside, but it's not in the house if you get it into your lungs, like, and that kind of stuff. Really bad stuff.
You know, Doug, anything that's wet and damp like that in a warm location can certainly grow different forms of bacteria. But I think from a practical side of it, there are things that you can do. First of all, you know, who gets into a shower and turns it on and stands under it and gets that first blast of water in their face? Nobody, right?
Because you're always adjusting the temperature.
Yeah. Right, of course. So if there is going to be anything that flies out of your shower head, it's going to happen at that first instant. I don't think it's not like there's a distribution system of bacteria lurking in your shower head where it's going to keep feeding the stream your entire
a visualization
morning wash.
It, huh? What a visualization that is, yeah.
So from a practical standpoint, I don't think there's much of a risk there. And then the other side of this is do shower heads do need to be cleaned from time to time. There are different ways to do this, and especially the newer shower heads that have smaller holes so that the water's more efficient, you know, and you get just a pretty decent shower, but you don't use a lot of water, so the water comes through these very, very fine pores in the shower head. So mm-hmm. for all of these, you know, you can kind of scrub it in place, right, if you want to leave it installed. And if you use vinegar on, like, an old hairbrush or a toothbrush, you can scrub away the hard water particles there. Or, better yet, you take the whole shower head off. They usually come off pretty easily. And you don't need to be a plumber to do this. You just unscrew the shower head, drop the thing in like a one-gallon baggie, Ziploc bag, fill it with white vinegar so it's sort of submerged. And that white vinegar will melt away all of the hard
water.
That's
a very cleansing agent, isn't it?
Vinegar. It is. It really is. It's one of the best sort of natural cleaners out there.
Yeah.
Works for all sorts of things. So, yeah, I mean, these stories come out and they get people all worked up because they talk about all the remote possibilities
scary
and the things that could potentially grow in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, in my entire career, 20 years as a professional home inspector, I've seen fad fear after fad fear after fad fear, right? It's the popular fear of the moment.
Yeah.
It's the headline that gets you all freaked out.
Well, it is. Fear-based thinking is what gets everybody. Look at over the television and radio. Everybody, look out for this. Look at the evening news. Mm-hmm. Be careful because your bumper is going to fall off your car. We'll teach you how to fix that problem at 11 o'clock.
Duct tape.
Right?
Much
better. All right. That's the important thing around the home. Maintenance equals duct tape. Tom.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.